the Villa of Theseus. We come out from the house of Dionysus and advance westwards, where at a distance of about 150 metres, the ruins of a big building known as the Villa of Theseus are to be found. Its palatial character, the size and luxury that existed in this building, leads to the conclusion that it was the villa of the Roman proconsul of Cyprus. It was built at the end of the 3rd century AD and was destroyed by earthquakes in the 4th century AD. After the earthquakes, it was rebuilt and was completely destroyed and abandoned during the Arab raids in the 7th century AD. It is the largest building of all known public buildings in the entire Roman Cyprus. It measures 120 by 80 metres and consists of more than 100 rooms, which are built in the four wings around a colonnaded open courtyard. In the eastern, western and northern wing, the residential, domestic, working and communal areas are located, while the official and ritual areas lay in the southern wing. Ruins of baths have been unearthed in the southeastern part. We find in the villa different building phases that are represented through finds, architectural parts and mosaics originating from the 3rd, 4th and 5th century AD. By advancing towards the modern wooden construction and going up to the left on the elevated section, we can have a general view of the baths, which are on the southeastern corner of the building. Unlike other large baths, the bathers here did not have to follow a predetermined direction. The frigidarium, that is to say the cold room, is large and is located in the centre. It is decorated with a geometric mosaic. On the north side, there are two big basins for cold ablutions, which were lavered with marble slabs. On the south side are the heated rooms of the baths. Hot air passed from the nearby fire chambers and heated the hypocaust floors of the moderately heated room, the steam bath and the warm bath. There were also changing rooms, latrines and rooms for anointing with essential oils. All rooms were decorated with mosaic floors, murals and marble revetment on the walls. The baths remained in use for a long period of time, and during their last years of operation, they were also used by the public. We advance on the wooden corridor, where we will find to the left a big mosaic representation. The mythical scene of Theseus who kills the Minotaur is depicted on this composition. It is the most ancient mosaic of the 3rd century AD. The scene is represented in a circular space, with Theseus as the central figure, getting prepared to kill the Minotaur in the labyrinth. Behind him is the personification of labyrinth, in the form of an old man. Two feminine figures are depicted above them, Ariadne to the left, with the help of whom Theseus managed to come out from the labyrinth, and Crete to the right. The circular decoration around the composition depicts the figured representation of labyrinth. According to Greek mythology, Theseus was the son of King Aegeus and one of the heroes of Athens. Athenians had been compelled by Minos, king of Crete, to send every 7 years, as a tribute of subordination, 7 young boys and 7 young girls as prey to the Minotaur, who lived in his palace's labyrinth. Theseus decided to travel with these young people to Crete in order to kill the Minotaur and release his homeland from this painful tribute. King Aegeus, with pain in the soul, sent his son with the others, asking him to replace the black cloths of the boat with white ones upon his return, thus giving a sign that he came back alive. In Crete, Theseus managed to enter the labyrinth, to kill the Minotaur, and to come out safely, thanks to the thread given to him by Ariadne, the daughter of King Minos, who fell in love with him and decided to help him. Theseus takes Ariadne with him, and together with the other young people, they sail back to Athens. They forget, however, to change the black sails on the boat, and Aegeus, who gazes the sea every day, waiting for his son to come back alive, seeing the black sails on the boat, believes that his child has been lost and throws himself into the sea, which ever since bears his name, the Aegean Sea. This mosaic suffered damage occasionally and has been restored at the end of the 4th century AD. This is also visible through the stylistic differences, like, for instance, the heads of Theseus and Crete, which recall the Byzantine style.